one always looks at Africa and you point fingers at, oh, how terrible all these dictators are, how bad the continent is. But there are some shining lights out there. If one just looks at what happens in Mauritius and the way they deal with business, for example, Mauritius is part of Africa and they are a phenomenal economy and we can learn a couple of lessons from them. And very recently, 2019, Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, for his efforts in ending the 20-year-long war that's between Ethiopia and Eritrea. But what do we know about this man? Over and above the peace, Nobel Peace Prize, what else do we know about him? And also Ethiopia itself, because in lots of ways they are a country doing some of the right stuff, like the best airline in Africa, for example. Victor Chumatswana, author of Africa is Open for Business, joins you this morning. Victor, good having you on the show.
Kino, good to talk to you, man.
Great to have you on, Victor. Now, what is it about Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali that you think makes him a leader that we need to be looking up to?
Okay, I hate to quote myself, but
why not? Go for it.
since he took office in 2018, he has been in office, Kino, for 18 months, only 18 months. Mm. And by the time he had been in office for 6 months, he had achieved so much reform that many people will not achieve in their 2 years in office. Just to give you an example, this is a young man. He only turned 43, by the way. Mm-hmm. He took office, and because the successor, Hailemariam Desalegn, who had succeeded Meles Zenawi. Remember Meles Zenawi died?
Yes, yes.
And when he died, he was replaced by a man called Hailemariam Desalegn, who I think was an engineer. I think running the politics of Ethiopia just became too much because it's a coalition.
Yeah.
It's a revolutionary front, so it's not one party. They run it in a coalition.
Right.
And Abiy Ahmed comes in from the least likely corner of Ethiopia. Oromia is that part of Ethiopia that's, among other things, looking to secede. So Oromo Party, which is what he belongs to, has not always been part of the grand Ethiopia vision. So he comes in almost from what you can call a minority party in the coalition, and he holds the coalition together. But he looks at Ethiopia, which, by the way, you must tell Cape Talk listeners, has nearly 100 million people.
Yep.
And he says, if we are in the Horn of Africa, and on the one side, close to the sea, we have Somalia, which is at war, and up north, we have Eritrea, which has been at war with Ethiopia for more than 20 years. There's no way I'm going to run a country that is itself badgered by ethnic violence or conflict without making peace with the neighboring countries. So he went to Eritrea and said, we can fight each other. We are not going to win. We're going to wipe each other out. Probably Ethiopia will wipe Eritrea out. But remember, Eritrea has blocked the access of Ethiopia to sea. And on the other side is Somalia. So he made peace with those two countries and said, I'm going to reopen diplomatic relations. I'm going to start flying Ethiopian Airlines to Mogadishu and to all these other cities so that there is trade. I'm going to release political prisoners and people, journalists who had been jailed because of their opposition to government, because we need open discussion. So what he has been preaching to the people of Ethiopia is, let's dream bigger. Let's work together. Let's challenge one another, but let's work towards the grand vision. So that's what he did. He, not only did he heal the division within his own coalition, ruling coalition, and by extension Ethiopia, he made peace with the neighboring countries. By the way, you said Dr. Abiy Ahmed. He actually did this conflict, ethnic conflict resolution thing up to doctorate level. He got his doctor's degree in 2017, 2018. So he is a PhD and he has been a keen student of what is happening, which is interesting because his ministerial position before he became prime minister was science and technology. So he's an intelligence officer who has become the peacemaker. That just makes him, in my opinion, the African of the decade.
Oh, it does. And then that juxtaposition with South Africa, for example, where, okay, Cyril Ramaphosa, he heads the ANC. Yeah, they've got a couple of issues. But I mean,
why do you want to break my heart right now?
We're in South Africa.
We're not going to compare him, and partly because President Ramaphosa, I mean, I respect him, but he is running a party. It's one party. And that party is so fractured that he is not able to make bold decisions. But I think we must start putting the blame right on his doorstep rather than the party. Because, look, you take the top position. Do you have what it takes? Rather, be taken out for making decisions rather than the indecision that I'm seeing at the moment.
Absolutely.
That's the opposite. That's the opposite of Abiy Ahmed. And that's why, although there's no absolute peace in Ethiopia, and it's only new, this peace he made with Somalia and Eritrea. They say, let's rather encourage him, because by putting him on the world stage as a peacemaker, we might actually help that process, because we are affirming him in that region. And that Horn of Africa needs that peace, Kino, because it shares a border with Kenya, with Tanzania, which means when you stabilize the Horn of Africa, you stabilize the entire African community.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think some very good points there. And we will leave it there, Victor Gumotswana. I really want to thank you very much for your time. There's no one who knows this continent better than Victor. He'll deny that. But let me just say that is the case. We need that type of bravery. Yeah, you talk about rather be taken out. Remember, Abiy Ahmed was almost assassinated. So, but he continued pushing. He continues at least pushing forward. Victor Gumotswana, the author of Africa is Open for Business.